Y'all, welcome. Welcome, welcome to Ryan Out Loud. It is your favorite podcast host, Ryan Lewis here. And I hope everyone is well. I hope y'all are well, protecting your magic, your energy, all that beautiful, good stuff. You listened to last week's episode. Shout out to Ballad. Thank you, Ballad, for taking the time, opportunity, giving me this opportunity to talk to you on my podcast. I'm forever grateful. And I hope you guys checked it out. If not, go listen to it. This episode is dedicated to the House of Wax, a nonprofit here in Pittsburgh. They are having their first annual Wine and Cheese Gala, and I'm hosting it. And all the proceeds will go to benefit towards mental health and disorder. And I'm truly honored. If you know me, I've had numerous of guests cover topics of mental health, been vocal about my own mental health struggle, so this episode is special, and I want you guys to check out this, if you're in the Pittsburgh area, come to this event, support our locals. People talk about there's nothing to do. Well, there's something to do on October 22nd, so I'm not going to hold y'all much longer here to get into this new episode of Ryan Out Loud with the crew, the masterminds behind House of Wax. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very special episode of Ryan Out Loud. We are here in Pittsburgh, here at the Oasis Tap Room on the blue couch in the Space Lounge. Ooh, I need like an audio track. Welcome. Today I'm here with two amazing guests, event that I am happy to be a part of. You guys are the executives, the creators, the mastermind behind House of Wax. Welcome. Introduce yourselves, and then we'll jump into the zhush.
Thank you for having us. My name is Lee. I'm House of Wax. I go by Wax on social media. One of the founders of House of Wax, which is a nonprofit organization that helps, bring awareness of mental health disorders, the music, and fundraising of the events.
I love that.
Hello, good morning. This is Z, Z Management, House of Wax, assisting with Lee, bringing a dream come true, bringing a mental awareness. So that's what we're here to discuss today.
Yes, so let's just jump to the beginning, right? What was the moment? Like, music is the foundation, right? I feel like without music, I'd have been a lost cause a long time ago. You know, there was a point in my life where I couldn't afford therapy, you know, but music was my therapy.
Right.
And I think without it, I don't know, I'm like, that's why it's always my go-to whenever I feel a moment of overwhelm or when I'm, just completely, life is lifing. That's what the young kids say, right? Is that what y'all, that's what they say? Life is lifing? I'll steal that. What was the moment when you knew you wanted to incorporate, when House of Wax what came to mind when you knew you wanted to combine mental health and music?
I think it had to be during COVID. And I had caught COVID and I was on the couch, I was sick. And my fiance was taking care of me. Only thing I had was able to listen to was music. I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to, drink or anything, just being her sick. And I was listening to Seal, Kiss from a Rose. And I think I listened to that song probably for only song I would listen to for at least a week or two. And then I started, joining again on Facebook, and started joining vinyl clubs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I would share, posting records or whatever. And people in these clubs and social media were getting on me because I wasn't able to get all the information right as far as the pressings of the vinyl and stuff like that. So and I said, instead of me being like everybody else, maybe I'll start telling what these vinyls meant to me when they were out and what they mean to me now. And I started sharing information, and I started sharing my stories, and then, it kind of just snowballed from there, from me just posting artists and certain music and a certain decade or a certain time or what it meant or what was going on. And and people would just start, you know, direct messaging me and wanting to talk and stuff like that. So, you know, I knew I wanted to do something from that, but again, I didn't have a name for it. Mm-hmm. And House of Wax actually comes from my love for horror movies too, because House of Wax is actually a movie. It's a horror movie.
Okay.
But it's actually a play on vinyl, because vinyl is considered wax. So House of Wax, if you mix it together, it came up with House of Wax. So.
You learn something new every day. I was going to ask. I was like, House of Wax? What's the... Okay.
Right. So basically taking the two loves, you know, horror movies and music and vinyl and mixing it all together.
Side note, since it is October, what is your favorite horror movie?
Probably Halloween.
Okay.
That's definitely Halloween. My sister has been letting my nephew down over the years as I haven't been in his life. And he confuses thrillers with horror. So,
oh, yeah, there's a difference.
You know, because horror movies more gore rarely get played on regular TV, or thrillers can get played on regular TV.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So he's on this weekend he's in a crash course. Giving him a crash course of, you know.
What is, what's the movie? The Clown. It. What is that considered?
That's thriller, almost a horror flick, kind of a horror flick. The old one is more of a thriller, the new one's more of a horror flick.
Because when I tell you, that movie traumatized me. Clowns, my earliest thought of interaction with the clown was at my first birthday party. And the only reason why I noticed, my family had my family had a thing with filming everything. And they filmed my first birthday party, and we had a clown, her name was Bunny. Bunny was different. We called her Busty Bunny. Like, go Bunny. Her thing was go Bunny, go. And she would just, you know, shake, and I'd be like, ah! And I was like terrified, you know, like absolutely terrified. So years as I got older, it was like it. And I was like, oh my God, you know. Anyways, back on track. So there's a difference. Okay. So back to House of Wax. House of Wax was created, you know, and you said in through COVID. Right. And it's another side note. This thing is saying that the pandemic is over. It's like, is it over?
Not really.
No. Because I literally just had COVID. Not just, but like the week before we met, I had COVID. And I was like, it was my second time. So I was like, okay, you know, now it just feels like it's not any way or any form taken away from people who, you know, have lost their lives to it. Right. But I'm like, at this point, I'm like, it just felt like a head cold. Luckily, my symptoms, but I'm just like, I'm over it. I'm, you know, I think everybody is. But there was a point in time in that the beginning of the pandemic when there was no vaccines, no nothing. Like, we just had to, you know, like,
right.
You know, so to know that people had different outlets, like yours was music, and how it's healing. It is healing. So now we move fast forward to October 2022. I almost wanted to add a year. We ain't there yet. Not 2023. And you are doing the Wine and Cheese Gala.
Yes.
That this is your first annual, right?
Yes.
So let's just from the creation of House of Wax, music, mental health, to saying, okay, I want to do something. I want people to bring more awareness to this. So we want to do a gala.
Right.
And in addition, let me just plug, I am hosting the Wine and Cheese Gala with DJ Total Chaos from Cleveland. Shout out to Cleveland. I mean, on that aspect, because, you know, Cleveland Browns, we don't, Pittsburgh, no, you know. But anyways, boo. sorry, Cleveland listeners. The event is October 22nd. The doors open at 6 p.m. and it ends at 10. Right. So just give me the whole spiel, and I'm going to shut up and let you guys tell us about the Wine and Cheese Gala.
So, like, if this was supposed to be a Halloween costume party.
Oh, really?
Yes. But
could have got my X-Men uniform out.
So, but my team, I got outvoted. So they said it was too late to put on a costume event, and I think not only was it too late, but the location that we were going to have it at was supposed to be a school down in Regent Square, down by Frick Park, and they were just saying, like, with everything going on, and we didn't even have a name for it yet, so it was like, nah, I don't think it's, you know, it's just too late. And she was like, you know, they were saying that, you know, there's going to be a whole bunch of Halloween parties, so let's do something different. And I said, well, you know what, if we can't go all the way, you know, like, you know, dressing up or anything, let's keep it, you know, classy and casual. So I said, you know, let's do like a wine and cheese thing or whatever. And everybody said, yeah. So I had met, there was a pop-up music store up in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Britney's pop-up, you know, vinyl shop, you know, shout out to Britney, DJ Red App up in Cleveland. She opened the doors to us. We did an interview with her. We met, you know, Jetty Lee, which, you know, AKA DJ Total Chaos, and, you know, pitched his idea to him, and he said, yeah, you know, he was, you know, willing to come down and do it, you know, and donate his time and everything, you know, and we couldn't be more happy to have him come, you know, and even you having you, you know, part of it, we pitched it to you, you was on board with it, you know what I mean, so this journey's just been beautiful, you know, it's really been beautiful being able to, you know, having anxiety and depression myself, you know, and being able to be transparent and show that people out there that, you know, you're not alone. You know, like, we can come together as a community, as, you know, a united front to bring awareness and support each other, you know.
And my thing with mental health, with, you know, therapy, which is Ryan Out Loud is a safe space for, you know, Black queer creatives, but all, you know, creatives, especially my Black creatives, are welcome. But I want to touch on real quick is how was it for you as a Black man, right, to admit that, okay, I can't do this alone?
Well, it's crazy that you said that, because I had a, you know, not throwing no shade on nobody, but I had an ex-friend that, you know, it just posted something, he sent me a message, and I keep it to remind myself that, you know, he said I was codependent. Mm. You know, and he was like, you know, you can't do nothing on your own. But, you know, I thought about it, was thinking, you know, why should I have to do something on my own when I don't have to? Mm. You know what I mean? And being able to bring people together to be able to help you, for people to tell their stories, it supports you out of love. There's no need to do it by yourself. You know what I mean? But, you know, I also, you know, I pray for him. You know, there's no ill will against him, you know. And I wish him the best. But, you know, there's nothing, you know, more, you know, beautiful than the people coming together to being able to support who you are, what you're doing, and being able to share what you're going through. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think, you know, as far as being a Black man and being able to come, you know, come forward, it was rough in the beginning. I thought it was going to be rough because I thought I was going to be judged. You know what I mean? And but I think that there's so many people from my past that, you know, Andre Anderson, you know, which is Barbecue Church, shout out to him from Chicago. You know, he told me, you know, so many different times, but, you know, how, you know, inspiration, and thanks to him, you know, thanks to me, you know, he wouldn't be weird, like, who he is, or whatever. But, you know, you hear that a lot, and it doesn't really sink in until you need help. Mm. Mm-hmm. And then when you actually need help, and there's no, you know, there's no strings attached, you're like, dude, I wouldn't be here, you know, if it wasn't for you. It actually starts to resonate in me something. So, I mean, we tend to be a little rough, you know, like, on our own, as far as, you know, Black community. Because, you know, as a man, you know, you're not supposed to be vulnerable. You're not supposed to share. You know, you're supposed to walk it off. You know, don't be a sissy. Don't be this or whatever. But, I mean, we got to break that, you know, because when you think back on our grandparents and our uncles and stuff, they're people who were, like, in rooms, shut-ins, or why our grandpa didn't talk. This is maybe the reason why, you know, because he was actually going through something.
Yeah.
You know, but he's not going to share with grandkids.
No.
You know, he's not going to, dad ain't going to share it, you know what I mean?
Or the good old, the classic, you know, and I still hear this even, I love my grandparents, you know, oh, pray about it, you know? It's like, pray about it. Pray it, you know, ain't nothing God can't handle. And that's, it's true, but God ain't, I got to handle it myself, you know? I got to, you know, I got to, I'm in control of this body. You know, I'm making the movements. I'm making the judgment. My, you know, my mind is aware. I got to have a clear mind, I need to focus on my mental, you know? And sometimes you just need help. And it's, there is nothing wrong with asking for help. And it's still a work in progress. Like, I can help anybody, you know? Any friend need a thing, anything, I can be a resource or give advice or just talk to or just, you know, whatever. If I got it, my friends got it, you know? But on my end, I'm very like, I'm one of those last minute, like, okay, can you help me? They'd be like, why did you say anything? And I'm like, because I don't know if it's because a lot of people in my life come to me for like, because I'm always the energy. You know, when you guys met me, the energy is like, it's always on 100, you know? So I always try to be mindful that, like, okay, that's what keeps people going sometimes, you know? But then it's like, well, I'm filling people's cups, but who's filling mine?
Who helps to help?
Yeah, you know? And that's kind of what I go through on a daily sometimes, because I got to recharge and, you know, there's a lot of hats that I wear. I call it mental barriers. It's the friend rind, and it's the podcaster, and it's the professional rind. And it's just like, okay, sometimes the borders want to collapse and just all mix in like a good old cocktail, okay? Like a nice chill mimosa on a Saturday morning. Anyways, it's a work in progress, you know? And I'm actually in the process of getting back into therapy to learn and, you know, set new boundaries and create healthy practices. You know, it was a virtual therapist, and she was like, do weekend trips, get away one weekend out of the month, just pack up your truck and go. I was like, because I ain't going. I'm like, well, the furthest I'm going is like Virginia, you know, like I'm, you know, DC. I'm not ready for no long trips yet, because, you know, but And I incorporated that in July. Because I've been busy, but I'm like, when I find myself getting off track, because I wanted to do as much as possible, because I'm like, the weather, you know how the weather changes up here, and I'm like, this snow, I don't want to be on the high road and highway, and I'm like, okay, I gotta stop for a second because it's snow. But anyways, that's some practices that I'm taking. So, like I said, it's always a work in progress in our community. As a man, and in me as a black gay man, it's like a lot of different things that we go through as well, you know, with, you know, trying to make friends aware or colleagues. It's just, it's a lot. We could sit here for days, but we're not talking about my mental health or what I go through. We are talking about the wine and cheese gala. So back on track, because I told you I can get off track on Ryan Out Loud. If you listen to my previous episodes, you'd be like, Ryan, what the hell are you talking about? I don't even know sometimes, you know, I just get off track. I just be rambling, you know. I was like, that's originally Ryan Out Loud started as a form of therapy. So it was just me you know, my random thoughts and people, my friends, shout out to my friends, because those that follow along with my scattered brainness when I talk, they get it. But anyways, so October 22nd at the Union Project on 801 North Nagley Avenue here in Pittsburgh. If you are here in Pittsburgh, you have to come to this event, because I'm going to be there. No, I'm just, I don't know. I'm really just playing. No, because to be a part of something that is targeted with mental health, and of course, like I said, music is just my foundation and everything, and why I don't think I would exist without it. The proceeds raised with benefit. Oh God, can I talk today? Proceeds raised with benefit raising awareness of mental health and disorder. That's big. That is very big, and I don't think you guys understand what you're doing with this project, with House of Wax in general, with the Wine and Cheese Gala. This is big, because music is, like I said, music. I feel like I'm gonna call this episode the house of foundation. I don't know, like for something, music is foundation, you know. So with that and moving forward, we are, God, my brain, I'm losing my brain. It's Saturday morning, but when you guys hear this episode, it will be Friday, so I'll get my life together at some point. I thought coffee would do it. What is your intentions moving forward after this gala? Like, what is your goal, your overall goal with House of Wax, your vision?
So our vision is to just to bring mental health awareness to our community, just helping one person at a time, from children all the way up through adults, because everyone at some point needs someone to be able to talk to or have an outlet. And the House of Wax will be putting some programs together to incorporate into the House of Wax. So this where the proceeds will start to build that foundation up for the House of Wax. We got some great ideas. So
other events coming up. And we're hoping really to, I think the end game is for us to get our nonprofit status, and we're looking to get a space so we'd be able to host our own events, host our programs, you know, give a, you know, people a place to be able to come to. You
yeah.
know what I mean? So right now, but I think not having a space, it gives us a chance to get out in the community.
And mix and mingle.
And, you know, and just because you do have your own space doesn't mean you have to stop supporting local companies.
Welcome. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I look at it like this. The Oasis Tap Room don't know that yet, but I look at this as home already.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is where, yeah.
No, yes. Like, shout out to the Oasis Tap Room.
Yes, yes, yes. You know,
Erica, Miss Diane.
They're awesome.
Adopted family. For a, you know, a lot of future episodes of Ryan Out Loud will be from, you know, the blue couch in the space lounge. I like, don't it have a ring to it?
Yes.
The blue couch.
The blue couch.
In the space lounge.
The blue velvet couch.
Yes, the blue velvet, you know, giving you 70s realness, okay? 70s, 80s realness, and I love it, you know? I love it. So, yes.
We're going to be neighbors then, because we definitely have a lot of meetings and a lot of events, because we're even thinking about hosting our, we got our anniversary, House of Wax has a 1 year anniversary this month. So after this event, we think about having a, you know, a party, but it's going to be invitation only.
Okay. So congratulations on everything that you're doing with House of Wax. This is major, and my word to you guys, and it can mean nothing, but I'm just going to say this anyways, keep going. Because, you know, as a black owner, I mean, and even me, like with Ryan Out Loud as a black creative, we got, like I said, we got to support our own. So to know, you know, you guys, I want you to know that this space is always open and welcoming. Anything you have going on, just let me know. Like, hey, Ryan, I have something going on. Can we get together? Can we do something for the podcast? Because I feel like more, this needs to be, people need to be aware, and people in the Pittsburgh area. I know I have a lot of listeners that listen outside of Pittsburgh, but my goal and reasoning for connecting and building a, I call it an ecosystem of people, friends, you know, that we can bounce off of each other and figure out how we can collaborate and grow. Because I figure it starts with our own.
And exactly.
Yes, it does.
Starts with our own. So, yeah.
It takes a village.
New mission, new goals, you know. So yes, ladies and gentlemen, the House of Wax presents the Wine and Cheese Gala on October 22nd at the Union Project, which will be hosted by yours truly, me. And the music will be by DJ Total Chaos from Cleveland. And you can get your tickets. I'll put all the information in the link where they can purchase their tickets on Eventbrite. $15 on Eventbrite. God, I can't talk today. And $20 at the door. And if you're in the Pittsburgh area, you definitely, you know, I hear people all the time on social media say, there's nothing ever going on. There's nothing to do. We're here talking about the Wine and Cheese, the first annual Wine and Cheese Gala. presented by the House of Wax. Come out, support this event, do it. Mental health and music, boom. Again, I am your host, Ryan Lewis, Ryan Out Loud, here at the Oasis Tap Room, the Space Lounge, the Blue Couch in the Space Lounge. I like it, it has a ring to it. And can, you know, Ali, tell them where they can find you on social media and all that good stuff. House of Wax.
You can find us on Instagram with House of Wax. You can get us on waxmentalhealth.org. And you can get us on, like I said, Instagram, Facebook, regular House of Wax.
And correction, can y'all clarify how it's H-O-U-Z-E?
Yeah, yep. www.houzementalhealth.org.
Okay, because I'm going to tell y'all, I was typing in house, like actual real house, and I'm like, why can't I find House of Wax? They bringing up a candle company. I was like, why are you bringing up a candle company?
And also don't forget, it's W-A-X-X.
Yeah, two X's.
Yes, two X's. Yep, yep. House a wax with two X.
Two X's.
And at least one thing, Ryan, for being in the house with House of Wax. Man, we just thank you for just, you know, supporting us and, you know, and believing in, you know, our journey and just, you know, seeing what we see. Because a lot of people don't see our vision, you know what I mean? I liked him the first time I met him. You know what I mean? He just,
thank you.
You know what I mean? It's just the great vibe that he put off. And, so we got to have him. I want to meet him.
We were here at the tap room. When I was hosting the opening, the day party for the Oasis tap room, the day party. And it was like literally you guys came during the first set. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, the energy was on. From the moment that the DJ Ro Joe started playing, I was like, okay. I call it a switch. It's a switch back here that I turn on. It's like energy on high. All right, y'all know. You know, like it's on a go.
It was definitely on high, but it was good energy.
Try to project. So thank you guys. That makes me feel good to know that people recognize that energy that I, you know, it's my goal to spread nothing but love. You know, we got enough craziness going on in this world, you know, to know that there's some genuine good people like you guys, and it's a good feeling. So again, House of Wax, first annual Wine and Cheese Gala is on October 22nd here in Pittsburgh. All the information will be posted in the link to this when I post it, so stay tuned. And you guys remember, Black Lives Matter, Black Queer Lives Matter, Black Trans Lives Matter. That will never change on this platform. I love y'all. Be safe. Protect your energy. Protect your magic.